Hi, this is the regular Thursday night Bible study. We're doing Proverbs 18. Remember, Proverbs is the book on wisdom. To get wisdom, you need knowledge plus understanding plus experience equals wisdom. And then when you get wisdom, you get discretion. 18 is about having no respect for the unrighteous. No, not to sin against God for respecting the unrighteous. And we had gone through the first eight verses. Now we're going to go through 9 through 16. Let's read that. It says, "He also that is slothful, is his work is brother to him that is a great waster." And what he's talking about is being lazy is the same as being a troublemaker. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." It's being not slothful, but doing your work and doing it heartily to the Lord because you belong to him. In verse 10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runs in and is safe." And that's pretty much explanatory. But in Psalms 18:2, it says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." Means that God is our deliverance. God is our strength. God is everything to us because he protects us from this world. You know, with all the hoorah going on about the virus and stuff, you know, God doesn't say that we will escape what goes on in this world. He says that we will go through what's in this world. And with the temptation and with the trials, he'll always make the way of escape. And we will go through everything on this earth as long as with all the people on this earth. Because why? To show who God is so that they can see and come to the Lord. In verse 11, let's go on to verse 11. "The rich man's wealth is a strong city and as a high wall in his own conceit." It means the rich man thinks that money is his wall of protection. It means that he can be protected by his money. Of course, money doesn't protect you from anything. This virus is striking everybody. It doesn't make any difference whether you're wealthy or whether you're not wealthy. It has nothing to do with it. Look, President Trump is, you know, even they believe he's infected. So, I mean, it's not that anything in this world can save you. It is only God that can save you. It is what God set up and how God set it up. God is not a respecter of persons. It doesn't make any difference who they are or where they are. It is the only way that to be protected. It says in Jeremiah 17:9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And it's the truth. You can't believe in what man can do. What you can believe in is what God can do. It says with man it's impossible, but with God everything is possible. And so we have to trust God. In verse 12, it says, "Behold, destruction of the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Pride leads to destruction, humility leads to honor." In Proverbs 16:18, it says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." In Micah, it says, Micah 6:8, it says, "He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what the Lord does require of thee, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Walking humbly before God is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be out there being humble before man as well as God so that people can see God. If your pride is, you know, "I'm great, I can do anything, you know, I don't need anybody, I don't need anything." I mean, where's God? Where's God in all of that? It doesn't make any difference what you have or who you are or what station in life you are. It has nothing to do with it. It is walking with God is what makes this world go round. People just don't understand it. They think that they can do it themselves, you know. But no one can do it themselves. No one. No one can get anywhere. No one can do anything because man does not have the power. Only God has the power. And if you let God move through you, God will give you the power to do and to say, and God will do, actually will do the work for you and then give you the reward for it. It's topsy-turvy, but that's the way God set it up. In verse 14, it says, "The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear?" Being cheerful helps when you're sick, it does, but nothing helps when you give up. I've always lived by one particular scripture, and that scripture is Proverbs 17:22, and it says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit trieth the bone." I've always believed that a merry heart will get me through. And of course, it's the joy of the Lord. That's what it is. I've smiled at things that have been hard. I've walked through things that have been terrible, you know, laughing. People look at me sideways and they go, "Why is he laughing?" You know, I laugh because I'm laughing at the devil. I'm laughing at the trial. I'm laughing at the stupid things that come my way, you know, that I have to walk through. They're stupid. They're just absolutely nothing to them. And they think that it's all powerful, all, you know, you're going to die from that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, listen, folks, if I die, I go to heaven. Okay? That's the thing. I'm not concerned whether I die or not. It is not anything to me. All right? If I want to go home. Lord, have mercy. I want to go home. Okay? But I have work to do here that so I can't leave yet. And so I face it with a merry heart. A merry heart. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And it says in verse 15, "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." And God's saying that, you know, it is wisdom and understanding. You know, we get that only from God, wisdom and understanding. And then we experience it. Okay, when God teaches something, we will experience that thing. Whether it is faith, whether it is boldness, whether it is prudence, whether it is whatever it is. Once you learn something in the Bible and you understand what it's saying, God's going to test you. God's going to let you walk through a trial is what's going to happen. And God's going to be there all the time. He's going to be right on the side of you, just showing you, leading you on, saying, "Look, go this way, go this way," you know. And that's what it is, you know. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. And you have to have knowledge to begin understanding and then experience to get wisdom. And wisdom is what you want. Wisdom how to walk in this world. When Solomon became king of Israel, he went to God and he said, "God, I don't understand. I have no knowledge of how to rule this people, you know." He said, "I need wisdom." He said, "That's what I need from you is wisdom." And so when God said, well, when Solomon said that, God gave to him wisdom beyond anybody's knowledge. Solomon wrote Proverbs. He wrote it in one day. Folks, one day he wrote 3,000 Proverbs in one day. God gave him wisdom and understanding, and then he began to experience all of this. He began to walk through all of it, okay? And so, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. And it says in Ephesians 1:17, it says, "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory may give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him." The whole Bible is a picture of Jesus. What we strive to get the understanding is Jesus. We get to know him and to understand and to experience him. And that comes wisdom and that comes discretion. In verse 16, it says, "A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him to before a great men." The gift that you have, that from God will make room for you, and God will use it. Daniel, after he was taken away in captivity, Nebuchadnezzar came and captured Israel and took them captive. Daniel was a prince, and he was a very smart man, and he loved God, and he had a lot of wisdom. And the king saw it. There were three others. I think they were Daniel's cousins or something. They were in his family. Anyway, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king saw that they were wise also. And he saw that David had understanding far beyond anybody, any minister he had in his kingdom. And he made Daniel his prime minister. Because he had so much understanding, but more than that, he loved God more than anything else. He wasn't going to stop seeking God and listening to God and having him tell him what to do. He had understanding far beyond anything. And so a man's gift makes room for him, a man or a woman. A person's gift makes room for them. And this is where we're going to stop. We'll take it up next time. Remember, this is Proverbs 18 we're studying. Remember, knowledge plus understanding plus experience equals wisdom equals discretion. See y'all later.